Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Raheemi Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This next guy, man, he's got ice in his veins. And if you don't believe it now, you just wait, man. The best is yet to come, 18. Here we go.
This goes to everybody in here. It's not just me. I mean, offensive line, you know, I mean, hell of a game. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I took that one sack in the beginning, but hell of a game to y'all.
When it came down to it, we needed each other. We always come through every single time.
That was Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson, and the Bears after the game, after they beat the Giants 24-20. This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And Caleb Williams' numbers reflected exactly what he said. 20 of 36 in the air, 220 yards, a touchdown. And then he ran for 63 yards and a touchdown as well. That was key as to how the Bears were able to come back and win the game. And I think after a game like that, you do get a lot of really good answers from coaches, from players, from everybody who wants to talk about not just what's going on, but how they see this thing coming together. We've revisited a lot of what Roma Dunze has had to say throughout the week. I thought he had some really good comments in the locker room. And I also think that Caleb Williams at the podium really told us a lot, not just about what was going on, but again, kind of like similar to yesterday, how he sees himself, how he sees the game, and how he sees all of that coming together. So he was asked about his leadership. And I think there are times where quarterbacks get asked about that. We try to force the issue. You know, sometimes guys are more quiet. They're not necessarily that person. But I don't think there's a leadership concern on this team. And I think it was nice to hear somebody who I think thinks out of the box a lot of the times, to his credit, had this to say.
Caleb, how do you make sense of this offense? You know, you struggle for 3.5 quarters.
Yep.
And turn it on at the end. How do you know kind of what's real and what's not?
Yeah, we know who we are. We know we're real. We know that, you know, some of the issues we had today were just may have been a drop here, may have been a drop there in certain moments. And it's, you know, those are frustrating moments, but it's something that, you know, those moments happen. And so you don't waver. You don't lose the confidence. You stay right where you are. You understand that those moments are going to happen. You keep trying to lead your guys. And then from there, when it hits, you know, you just keep harping on that. You know, here we go. We had a you know, a few drops towards the end, and you know, you don't put those guys down. You don't go over and like curse them out or anything like that. You encourage them that it's time to make a play. And I need y'all. I need y'all right here, right now. It's time to go win the game.
It sounds like Caleb is understanding the moments and how different points in the game matter more than others. I think he was born for that part of it. He's every kid in their backyard. We're down 7. There's only, you know, 2 minutes left on the clock. I'm leading a drive. And, you know, in your imagination, you're doing it. Except for this man's doing it in real life. He's doing it in real life. You know, less than 4 minutes to go and trailing, his quarterback rating is 139. 139.
That's unreal.
It's very real when you talk about the other parts of the game, but in that situation, and I think Caleb has a calming effect on his teammates. And now that they've, you know, pulled off four, you know, fourth quarter comebacks, everybody else believes, everyone's on board. And that is part of leadership, not just talking about it, but being about it. He's doing it on the field.
When you can give an example like that too, that's when people, you know, really believe. Like, that's when they understand. The examples match the productivity that's on the field. The examples match the final score. You can point to that scoreboard and say, this is a result of that behavior. It also is a huge difference from when we sat here, Marshall, you and I, talking about the objectives at training camp and in the offseason with body language. Think about all the discussion surrounding body language. And people initially thought that meant DJ Moore, who I think, just look at the blocks alone that he's had all season long, all game long in each of these games. And you can understand why I was skeptical that that was the case. But Ben Johnson had mentioned quarterback when it came to the body language issue. And then how was that going to play out throughout the season? And frankly, I didn't blame him. Did you, for being frustrated last season? Would you blame any player for being having body language that would indicate this is not ideal last season?
I've grown more and more in line with what Ben Johnson was talking about on the answer to a very specific question, which is, what do you think you could take away from what Caleb Williams experienced last year bringing into this year? And the answer was basically nothing. He played. That's it.
Well, I mean, you know, it's the mindset of lessen the sacks, you know, try to understand that last year shouldn't define you. And then not just that, but unlearn some habits that I think you probably leaned on in college that then leaked into your NFL game, because the voice that was telling you what to do may have not been the one that was the most accurate for success.
The sack thing is huge, because that's like the big number, maybe the biggest number you could look at from his rookie year. And to understand that over the last four games, this man is averaging one sack taken per game. That's insane almost when you really think about it.
The difference. I think it also just comes down to, there are ways as a coach to help your players reach that objective. Run the ball. Call more run plays. And frankly, that should have been done in the game to begin with on Sunday. But when you do that, when you prevent a team from being one-dimensional like that, you want to run and pass, then you're going to get fewer sacks because they don't know what they have to commit for on the defensive side of the ball against you. When you run the ball effectively, that is going to, of course, lessen the amount of passes you have to throw overall. We see how play action works. The Bears are the second team in the league who uses play action the most, which makes sense because that's where we see a lot of the successful plays. The bootleg, for example, where he ran him for the touchdown, a good example of that as well. So all of that goes hand in hand for me. But there is definitely responsibility on the part of the quarterback to make sure it doesn't happen. And even while he's focusing on all the things that we've talked about, and even what he said yesterday to everybody at Hallis Hall, to be able to give an example where you know what your job is, not just to throw the ball, but your job as to the person people look to and want to know if you think that we can do this. That's a really good example of understanding how that works and how it's played out in the results that we've seen.
With him, you're just looking for the continued growth, and you have to be satisfied with what you've seen, understanding it's year one under Ben Johnson. I know a lot of people are like, well, his completion percentage isn't what Ben Johnson wants. It's 70%. And, you know, he's 29th in the league in completion percentage. I'm not sitting here dancing around the fact that he has not been as accurate as he needs to be.
Would you say you're dancing in the pocket around that?
Well, he's dancing in the pocket. He's out here moonwalking in the pocket. He's doing anything, everything. Again, I was watching what was the video that the Bears put out about him in the pocket, like not getting sacked? And
the Bears put out a lot. If you don't know about the YouTube channel for the Bears, you need to learn. The Bears YouTube and IG are some of my favorite sources for just random Bears video.
But they're basically highlighting the fact that this man did not get sacked. I know he got sacked early in the game, wiped away by penalty. So guess what? It's not a sack. It does not count in the official
But you have
ledger.
Heard of me.
Yes.
Marshall, you are referring to the Houdini video that was in black and white where he was being elusive. You know, all the highlights of him eluding all the sacks. Yeah, it was awesome.
Did they play it to Dua Lipa Houdini?
No, they played it to some old-timey
It's old-timey. It looks like some 1930s.
Like when Houdini was around.
Yeah,
yeah.
Black and white.
It looks
put
old
black
school.
And white, yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like with the freckled video.
Okay, look. I'm into this. I'm into this video treatment and producing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Yeah, so understanding that, that's one reason why this week specifically, because he's faced the Vikings before. He's obviously faced Brian Flores' defenses now three times in his career. And to go to their place and have to show off his arm talent, but also his decision-making and processing. It's like, how much closer are we to where he needs to be able to go on the road and win a game at Minnesota?
At Minnesota. That's a perfect pump him up. That was Coach him up Marshall for sure.
Skull.
Did you mean to get into Coach him up Marshall?
I didn't mean to get him Coach him up.
What's wrong with coaching him up, though?
One, that's not my job. That's number one.
But what if you're a natural motivator?
You know what? I'd rather motivate the fan base in the city of Chicago and to have everybody on board to being excited about what happens and us not knowing what's going to happen, but be excited about what could happen, the possibility. And I'm not saying like hope casting and wish casting. I'm just saying this is...
No, I would say you're living in the known.
I'm definitely living in the known. And the known here is that the Bears, I don't know what you did with your little graphic with the color and all that stuff.
It's in my book.
Okay.
In my notebook.
Okay, well, that exists. And so... It's something for Bears fans to even be able to have the ability to be this excited about their team this deep into the season. I want to remind you what we were doing at this time last year.
Yes. Where do you want to begin?
No, but what I'm saying is...
Where were we into the 10-game losing streak at this point?
It was pretty early. It was relatively early.
So we still... Oh, God. Is this the year anniversary of the Arizona game that we both hate?
Bears. I don't know if it's the Arizona game. It might be the Patriots game. What was the game directly before the Lions game?
I can't. The Thanksgiving Day game. This is Raheemy Harris and Grody, by the way, on 674. No, it is a. Okay, so Arizona was Sunday, November 3rd, 2024. And then.
Yeah, New England. It was New
Your
England.
Your most hated of the games.
Yeah, the most we didn't even show up game was New England. That's like they didn't even show up. Remember what New England's record was going into that game?
Which game in the Bears 2024 losing streak was the one you hated the most?
It's definitely the New England game. That's when I knew they were cooked. That's when I knew it was over. I didn't know that they were cooked after the Arizona game because things happened in that game. And you're like, okay, we'll correct it. Instead of correcting it, they came back. And they played a Patriots team that was bad. Is that head coach still there?
No, the Patriots at the time were 2-7 on the season.
And the Bears' record was what? 4-4?
And they were 1-4 away. The Bears were 4-4.
Yeah, they were 4-4. So that's why it was so pivotal. It's like, okay, you get right against a 2-7 Patriots team at home. You're 5-4. You're looking at things very differently. When they lost that game, I was like, oh, this season's over. It's done.
I mean, there was so much quit in that game. So yeah, that's where we were a year ago. The dark place.
Yeah, I was in Vegas watching that game. It was a good time.
Well, Vegas is nice.
It was warm. Toasty even.
You were in a better place.
I was in a better place, but the Bears were not, and neither was this fan base. And now we're seeing a chance to go on the road to Minnesota. And I'm telling you, Layla, if or when, however you want to phrase it, they win this game, the emotions will be high.
Yeah, this
and the hope will be higher.
This glossy playoff graphic that Ray used color ink on for
it is
me
glossy
will be even more believable because then they will have won their first divisional game this season, by the way. And we have something that we want to tell you about that's a pretty cool event here at 670 The Score, and you can be involved. Keep listening for your chance to win to Football After Dark. Tickets we will give out. It's at Moretti's in Bedford Park on Tuesday, December 2nd, with special guest Nashawn Wright. I'm hosting, so I get to ask Nashawn Wright a lot of questions. It should be a really fun event. It really was last year. It's all sponsored by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com. And it's brought to you by Remy Martin, VSOP. This is my city.
Isn't there like another way, though, you can get in on that action?
Yes, there is. I'm going to be at Captain Jack's Beverages. That's at 15211 Cicero Avenue in Oak Forest next Thursday from 5:30 to 7. You can join me there and register for your chance to win a pair of passes to Football After Dark. So if you don't make it on the call, you can join me there, register for your chance to win a pair of passes. And that is also brought to you by Remy Martin. So that'll be fun. That's on December 2nd.
You're everywhere. The event. You're omnipresent.
We try to get outside when we can.
I try to stay inside, but that's just me.
No, that is a lie. That's a lie. The lie detector determines it. Hey, Marshall, what are you doing this weekend?
Staying my tail inside. What are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
Except
you're not
for
just
work
at
purposes.
The score? Okay,
except
then where are you working? And where are you working?
I got to go to Mount Carmel for a football game.
And
Mount
that
Carmel
is
on Lincoln Way East. Uh-huh, it's a big game.
That would be outside.
No, it's and inside
then,
a stadium.
And then what are you doing Sunday?
Going over to ABC 7 and hanging out. Also inside. These are inside places, not
but
outside.
But does that sound like it's kind of, no. The lie detector.
Outside is
we're
when you're
on
in the
Maury,
streets.
Who's the parent here?
No. When you're at a bar or a restaurant, you're outside. I'm at neither of those things.
No, I do. Yeah. That
you're
does
outside.
Happen. Yeah. Well, this is a liquor store. Does that count?
Yes, that's outside.
All right, let's go outside. Let's go outside next week.
Are you doing shots with the people next week?
No. Oh. I don't drink before I have to do a show the next day because my brain doesn't work as well.
Oh, okay. That's disappointing.
That's how I roll. I need my brain to do all the stuff. Coming up next here on Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. Cubs, what are you doing? Can you explain it to us? Because we don't really know yet.
Do something.
That too. So we're going to ask the question, but are you sure about that? Did you really learn the lessons you wanted to learn from the trade deadline? Because the actions don't necessarily match up. We're going to take a look next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.